my chest. He's here in this place that's the root of so many wounds. Betrayal by his father, the dean, the school. And he's being offered vindication. He's the prize, and I'm the liability. The truth of it slams into me, and I jerk away to take in the other faculty and administration. You say you're here for students, but all you care about is covering up your own mistakes. Russell was a fresh start for me, a place I could figure out who I was. I thought it would be different than all the backstabbing I grew up with. But you do the same thing. The air is thick and heavy, and I struggle against it as I go on. Instead of calling it manners or taste, you bow to rules and reputation. This place taught me to stand on my own feet, but it wasn't classes. It was you. I guess that's worth 2.5 years of tuition. I shove the hair over my shoulder. I don't need an escort, I inform the security guard. I'll walk myself. Ms. Barclay, the vice provost calls as I'm halfway to the door, her voice softer.
As it's exam week, you can have until the weekend to gather your things and depart campus.
My hand shakes as I yank open the door.
I won't take until the weekend. I won't even take a day.
Chapter 2. Olivia.
Nope. Nope. Hell no, Emma says. I stop outside my sister's bedroom door, a cardboard box in my hands. What's no?
All of these things. I don't need to move any of them to the new apartment.
I set the box on her bed, shifting onto the end to stare down at where she's cross-legged on the floor. What looks like the contents of her closet are sorted into 3 ruthless piles, the largest of which has a sheet of paper with the word donate scrawled on it. It's downsizing. It's not as if we're living under a bridge, Ems.
You didn't live here at all. You got out.
She drops a top into the donate pile.
But now you're back.
Since I was expelled, the winter break has been a blur of empty festivities, a few parties, my parents steering carefully clear of my plans for the new year. My second day home, my mom commented on my hair, and I stared at her with dead eyes until she looked away. My family has given me a wide berth since. Kismet trots into the room, spinning a circle in Emma's pile of clothes before heading into the closet.
If I didn't know better, I'd say you aren't as upset about school as you are about something else.
Emma rises and shifts onto the bed next to me, clutching a skirt to her chest.
You haven't said a word for the last 2 weeks, but if you didn't have some fight with your haughty professor, I don't get why you stare into your coffee and barely eat. So talk to me. I'm your sister.
I made a mistake telling the dean I got money from my dad, giving him Lancaster's money instead. I thought it would help with our project. Instead, it landed me in a pile of trouble bigger than Emma's donate stack. But I'd be lying if I said school was the only source of my dark mood the past 2 weeks. The first time Sawyer's number flashed across my screen, I was on the train heading home. The second time, I was out shopping for Christmas presents with Emma. The third time, I was baking cookies for a fundraiser. I stabbed the decline button with flour-covered fingers and tossed my phone in a drawer for the next 3 days. There's nothing he can say to make it right. He risked so much to be with me for months. But he wanted me to drop everything and follow him, and when I couldn't, he decided I wasn't worth it. We weren't worth it. He wanted me to be someone I wasn't. And when I couldn't, he chose Russell over me.
I'm sorry, Liv. I'm not letting anyone come and ruin my happiness,
Emma says. Surprise has me shifting off the bed. You're happy?
Yes, thanks to Trey. Emma glances to the half-open door, shutting it to a crack.
Our parents have been arguing most of the holidays, Mom finally being more vocal about the fact she's upset that Dad screwed us out of the family's money. I'm starting to wonder if they'll last.
New Year's Eve, I said I was going to that party, but I went to his place instead. He planned this whole night for us with music and candles. He got vanilla ones by mistake, and his brothers have been giving him shit ever since because their entire place still smells like it.